Good morning. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. And why not begin appropriately with an overture? That by Glinka, the overture to Ruslan and Ludmilla.
Thank you.
Are you awake yet? Yes, if that doesn't get you up on a Sunday morning, I'm not sure what will. You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And that was the London Symphony Orchestra with Georg Scholti. We're going to continue on in the spirit of overtures, and yes, loud ones, so sorry to say that. We're continuing with the famous Tchaikovsky's 1812 overture. Now, it was written back in 1880 to commemorate Russia's defense of Moscow. That's against Napoleon, who was advancing with his Grande Armée at the Battle of Borodino back in 1812. The overture itself debuted at the Cathedral of Christ the Savior in Moscow on August 20th back in 1882, and it's best known for its climactic volley of cannon fire, ringing chimes, and a brass fanfare finale. And in Tchaikovsky's own words, the overture will be very loud and noisy, so I am giving you a heads up this Sunday morning. Enjoy. Now, I told you that there would be lots of ringing chimes, cannon fire, and a big brass fanfare to wake you up on a Sunday morning. You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Are you walking to class? Are you grabbing a coffee? Got lunch hour to kill? We invite you to fill the silence of your day with the sound of some live music. Music on the Mind? UBC's newest student concert initiative invites the School of Music out of the concert hall into the schoolyard. 10 concerts at 5 venues on one campus. Let's get music on the mind at UBC. For more information, visit ubcmusiconthemind.com. Sponsored by CITR Radio, Vancouver, BC.
And music is always on the mind on a Sunday morning here on CITR 101.9 FM. Once again, this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. We're going to continue with some music that's perfect for your morning latte or tea, a little chamber music. This comes from a Marquise classic disc. Here are three great Canadian musicians, James Somerville on horn, Rena Sharon on piano, and James Mason on oboe. This is the Allegro to Reinecke's Trio for Horn, Oboe, and Piano.
Thank you.
That was the Allegro from Reinecke's Trio for Horn, Oboe, and Piano. We heard James Somerville on horn, Rena Sharon on piano, and James Mason on oboe. And happily, they're all great Canadian performers.
...2011 marks the 25th anniversary of the Dr. Sun Yat-sen Chinese Garden since opening in 1986. The Dr. Sun Yat-sen Chinese Garden is very pleased to have been able to connect cultures and communities for the past 25 years and continue being an arts and cultural hub in the neighborhood and the city. Watch for complimentary specials on the 25th day of every month. There are also blockbuster exhibits, community events, academic conferences, and music and theater productions lined up, plus contests and giveaways. CITR 101.9 FM is proud to be a year-long partner as the Garden celebrates its 25th anniversary. For more information, visit www.vancouverchinesegarden.com.
Show your Friends of CITR card or simply mention that you heard about the garden on CITR to receive $2 off admission.
And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And this next artist came on the scene before his time, a consummate musician, headband and all, and beautiful music to boot. Nigel Kennedy writes that the Brahms Violin Concerto is one of the greatest from the Romantic era, and always it will be the era from which he gets the most musical stimulation. He also goes on to philosophize a little bit that 90% of us are blessed with the ability to be in touch with our feelings when we're listening to music and discover feelings that they never knew they had. Well, I think it's a Sunday morning for some feelings of discovery. We're going to be listening to Nigel Kennedy performing the Adagio from Brahms' Violin Concerto in D. That was Nigel Kennedy with the second movement from Brahms Violin Concerto No. 2. And a special shout out as well to the great oboe playing of David Theodore in that selection. They were joined by the members of the London Philharmonic and Klaus Tennestedt conducting. You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, BC, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Now, the Kronos Quartet has long been known for their explorations and classical fusions, and in this next disc, they embrace the works of Philip Glass. We'll be hearing a selection from his String Quartet No. 5. This is the middle movement. Thank you. The Kronos String Quartet. That was music from Philip Glass's String Quartet, number 5.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
And you have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Stay tuned now for Shukshukuta, Ethiopian News Radio and Culture with Wurku. I'm going to leave you now with a great disc. It's the Derivative Duo. Till next time.
For the evening, I'm part of the jet set.